All right, joining me now is Patrick Wood. Patrick, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Brandon, always good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, we've got to get you back on for a longer segment. We went about 20 minutes over tonight with Laura Logan because it's crazy the stuff she was telling us, crazy in a good way. She was just really putting it out there. But I want to go to, and it was just amazing. I want to go, though, to an article real quick here that I saw today, and I thought, oh, I've got to get somebody on. I'm going to have Karen Kingston on tomorrow night about it, but I want to have you respond to it. It's at Daily Mail, but it's also at UK or at Yahoo Horror Show. Alpha Gal, a meat allergy caused by tick bites, is on the upswing in Missouri. But it's not just Missouri, it's other states. Now, I read about this several years ago. You get a tick bite, and then all of a sudden you go to have meat, and you start having a major crisis. I read of one story a few years ago where a guy started having an anaphylactic shock. Thankfully, they were on a vacation somewhere. Thankfully, his wife had an EpiPen for one of her boys and used it on the husband. Otherwise, he would have throat was closing up, he would have died. He's convinced he wouldn't have made it, right? He didn't. I was like, what? He got bit by a tick. Well, then as I went through this, what did I find out? I found out that while there was research being done, look at that. It started in 2001 when C. Tuximab, how do you say that, a monoclonal antibody drug to treat cancer was causing anaphylaxis in a number of patients. At that time, the doctor was training with the man credited with this discovery. Okay, so here's the point I'm going to make. What if they decided to get this into some kind of virus? What if they decided to let this get into more ticks and spread around the country? What if they put this in food? Because, and you say, well, man, that's crazy talk. Why would you talk like that? I don't know. Maybe because when I go to the web, look at this, guys, as I've been telling you for the last couple years, the Great Reset, what do they say at the World Economic Forum? What do they say? You'll eat much less meat. Huh. You'll eat much less meat. There you go. Occasional treat, not a staple for the good of the environment and our health. Well, what if you don't eat any meat? And we won't have to worry about cows passing gas because we're going to make so many people allergic to meat. Is this even crazy to think about, or is this actually what these same people that pulled off the plandemic would do?
It is. It's really, it's deeper. Well, let's put it this way. The rabbit hole goes deeper than most people have a clue. And it's really kind of a hard thing to follow. But the sub theme of my part of the Crimes Against Humanity tour, the subtitle, and of course I speak about technocracy and globalization and so on, but my subtitle is a takeover of all genetic material on Earth. And the hour and a half presentation that I give shows exactly going back way into the 70s and 80s on how this was the plan from the get-go, was to take over genetic codes of all living things that have genetic, you know, DNA. And, you know, this is just one good example of this. You know, so I just saw an article came out, you sent it to me, I think, about Lyme disease. The Lyme disease was not some naturally occurring type of a thing. It was created in a lab.
Yep.
There's a raft of things like that that have been engineered and released into the public, whether accidentally or intentionally, is immaterial.
Show my screenshot real quick. This is the article I sent to him. Sorry to interrupt. U.S. BioWeb Lab suspected of source of Lyme disease expert at worldviewreport.com. That's what I sent him today that he's responding to. And this U.S. Bioweapon Lab, this guy is interviewed, okay? This guy's been studying this for years, and he's interviewed in this interview on how this came off Plum Island in New York. And so you tie this Lyme disease back to bioweapons, and that's what you're referring to.
That's exactly right. And I've had my eyes opened, I have to tell you, in the last 3 weeks, in our first 3 weeks of this Crimes Against Humanity tour, because I'm traveling with Dr. Judy Mikovits, for one, who is a premier, she's had a long history in virology, and she understands this stuff backwards and forwards. Just sitting and talking to her has just been an absolute goldmine for me to really start to understand things. Also, I'm traveling with Dr. Richard Fleming from Texas, from Dallas, Texas, who is just a preeminent researcher, also a PhD in physics, and he's also an MD and a JD. The guy is a brilliant a medical mind, and he also is digging into this deeply about, you know, how these biolabs have been misused over the years to create these monstrous things. And it just, you know, when you see it up close and personal and hear people with authority speaking about it, it just leaves you speechless. How could they do this? How could they do these things? Yet they have. And, you know, we're dealing with the aftermath now as people are dying. Literally, they're dying from it now. Well, not just the Lyme disease, but, you know, the whole pandemic thing and the, you know, various viruses and stuff that have been released over time that were bioengineered. It's amazing.
It absolutely is amazing. So, again, you can check that out at worldviewreport.com. Look at this, worldviewreport.com. Energy Secretary explains why feds are spending $2.5 billion on carbon capture, okay? Carbon capture. Okay, this is the stupidest thing in the world. And somewhere on the website, I have someone's come in here and reorganized my website for me. But somewhere on the website, I have an article. Here it is. Top five reasons carbon capture and storage is bogus. Okay. It's an older article, but I wanted to also provide you with that because here we have a brand new article on how the government's going to spend $2.5 billion on carbon capture. Would you comment on this, please?
Well, absolutely. The whole carbon thing, of course, they're talking about carbon dioxide, and they're saying that man has emitted too much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere and it's causing global warming, which is just absolutely bogus on any way you look at it. But the idea to control energy, and carbon represents energy, you know, the fuels that we've been burning for millennia, I guess, you know, they say, well, that's the culprit. But the idea going even back to the 1930s, when you look back to historic technocracy, they talked about controlling the economic system by controlling the energy that was available in the system. Carbon and energy today are synonymous. They're, you know, you see, if you see something that says carbon, you can also see something that says control over energy. And this meme has been going on now since at least since 1992 with the Rio de Janeiro conference that produced Agenda 21. There's a massive campaign to kill all coal, oil, et cetera, and now to directly remove CO2 from the atmosphere. This is so pitifully and painfully stupid, it's just beyond belief, because we are carbon-based units. We supply the carbon dioxide that make plants grow. And if anything, we should have more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. We should have more sunlight and get, you know, stop all these chemtrails and stuff that's trying to block the sun, and just let Mother Earth take care. Well, I shouldn't use that term, Mother Earth. That's the wrong term. But the Earth is fully capable of supporting us if we just leave it alone. But they don't want to leave it alone. They want to do everything backwards.
And it's a big scam for taking $2.5 billion of government money and passing it around to their friends.
Yes, it is. And, of course, you know, you could look at this whole green thing top to bottom has been one big scam. There's nothing constructive for mankind in all of the green agenda that we get from the United Nations and from the World Economic Forum. None of it is productive for humanity in general. It's all a scam in that sense.
By the way, I mentioned that meat, you know, the making everybody allergic to meat. What if they were doing something like that? How convenient, because remember I did this presentation early in 2020, folks? Remember this? Look at this. Bill Gates thinks we should start eating 100% synthetic meat. We're eating too much meat. Eat celebrity meat, supposedly grown from celebrities. You've got to be kidding me, from some of their cells or something. I don't know. Who cares? I mean, wow. Yeah. Isolating muscle stem cells, we grow celebrity meat. But anyway, Bill Gates is working on 51 billion tons of greenhouse gases that he's worried about, and he wants to put together this whole carbon credit scam with a bunch of his friends. And we went through the website many times now, and all the buddies of his, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and all these people that are involved in this, I mean, what a gigantic scam. So World Economic Forum is all about carbon credits. So this is going to be another great big scam. Like I said to you one night, hey, let's start where we offer up some paper. We'll print our own paper and tell everybody, come and buy the paper from us, and, you know, monopoly money. And what a scam, like the Federal Reserve. You know, it's not real money. It's just paper. Real money is tangible. Gold, silver, houses, land, you know, the Bible's got cattle in there. But this carbon credit thing is going to be another scam to steal people's money. And the government and big business are going to force you to do it and be in their little Ponzi scheme together. This is the next scam coming.
Well, yes, the energy is, the control over energy is designed to control the economic system, because nothing takes place without energy. You have to have energy for all economic activity. Plants, factories, you know, services, et cetera, they all need energy. if they can control the energy. This was a theory from the beginning. If you can control energy, you can control all economic activity. Of course, there's other choke points as well. There's food, for instance, is a very important choke point. Water is a very important choke point as well. But energy has always been at the forefront of measuring what the economic system is doing, and it affords the controllers absolute control over all economic activity. This is why the United Nations, the UN and the World Economic Forum are working so diligently to get total control over carbon, because that will allow them to have a throttle on the economic activity all around the world.
Absolutely. Tell me where they can find out about your conference that you're doing.
Well, we have a conference website. It's crimesagainsthumanitytour.com. It's a 9-city tour, and we're in week 4 right now, and we're in Phoenix, Arizona.
Give the website again.
crimesagainsthumanitytour.com.
Look forward to having you
back on. Get tickets and come on out.
Excellent. Thank you, Patrick.
My pleasure. Thank you, man.
Technocracy.news is the website. By the way, big announcement tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, I'll announce to you who some of the speakers for my 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend will be. It's going to be Friday night, October 14th and 15th, half-day Sunday, banquet on the 13th. So it's the 13th banquet on Thursday night, then Friday night, the 14th, Saturday, the 15th, half-day Sunday, the 16th, October, Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, my 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. I'll tell you who's going to be some of the keynote speakers tomorrow night. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Just mark your calendar now for the middle of October to be with us at Lake of the Ozarks for my 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Take care.